Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Discovering Nature's Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I am so grateful to be with you tonight. Discovering Nature's Spirit is a radio show that brings to you each Monday evening between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time a variety of holistic and spiritual topics. I, the host, Laura Rose, I am an intuitive medium, a Reiki master and teacher, a Lightarian Reiki master, an Angel Link practitioner, and I own the Purple Rose Healing Center, which is located in the Terrafill section of Simsbury here in Connecticut. We have such an amazing lineup at the Purple Rose this coming fall that I need to take just a couple of moments from our show tonight to tell you what is coming up. And especially if you live in our area, you may want to join us for some of these amazing opportunities. On Sunday, September 12th, I will be doing a Reiki 1 training at the Purple Rose. I know you all know because I mention it frequently. I teach Reiki. That's in the Usui tradition. And we offer a Reiki training each month in order, and then we repeat the levels. So this is September, and on September 12th, we're doing a Reiki 1 training. And there is still room if you would like to join us. On Saturday, September 11th, I offer an open reading day. That's from 12 to 3 p.m. It's always the second Saturday of every month. You're welcome to stop into the Purple Rose Healing Center and meet me and perhaps get a reading if you would like. A lot of our open times do tend to book up, so you may want to make sure you get a reading by calling ahead or emailing me ahead of time and booking an appointment just to make sure that you can get in. Also, Psychic Remembrance Parts 1 and 2 are being offered in September, September 9th and September 16th. Psychic Remembrance is a psychic development workshop that is the prerequisite to sit in our circle. We offer at the Purple Rose ongoing psychic and mediumship development circles. In fact, in September, we're starting a new beginner circle and a new advanced circle. So, like I said, a lot of exciting things coming up, and we're not done with that. Also, Pamela Edmonds, beautiful Pamela, is coming back to the Purple Rose. She travels out by the Cape in Massachusetts to our Purple Rose Healing Center in Terrafill, Connecticut. And she's going to bring us a new Lightarian series called Lightarian Clearings. We'll help you clear out all of that stuff you no longer need in your energy field. And also, while she is here on September 25th, that will be the beginning of the Lightarian Clearing series. But she's also going to come in a little bit earlier, and in the morning she's going to offer this amazing opportunity, which I have to admit I've never tried before, and I'm looking forward to it. It's called trance mediumship, and so she's a spiritualist medium herself, and she's going to be bringing trance mediumship to the Purple Rose. She's also going to be a guest on this very show on September 13th, talking about trance mediumship. So if you are farther away from Connecticut, and so you can't come to that workshop, you can always listen to that show on September 13th, where she will talk about what it is and also how we can do it if it's something that we're guided to do. On September 18th, the Purple Rose is going to be starting a new Lighterian Reiki series, and Lighterian Reiki is the subject of tonight's program. We'll be talking about that as we move through our hour together, and that Lighterian Reiki series is beginning on September 18th, and it is once a month for a period of 5 months. And so if you make it through the entire series, which I hope you will, because it is an amazing opportunity for healing and growth and bringing through more light for yourself and others, then you become Lighterian Reiki Master at the end of those 5 months. And also, beginning in October, October 2nd, we will be offering a Lighterian Angel Links series once again. The Lighterian Angel Links are a series that meets once a month for 5 months and connects you with a different archangel every time. And that is a wonderful opportunity as well. So if you're interested in any of those, and to let you know, the Lighterian series, any one of them, can be offered remotely. So you don't have to be live and in person here in Connecticut with us. We can do that over distance. So if you're interested in anything I've just mentioned or checking out all of the other things we offer at the Purple Rose, please visit my website, thepurplerose.net. That's thepurplerose.net. Tonight we have a wonderful program for you, again talking about Lighterian Reiki, and I will be offering some on-air live mini readings, and the call-in number, and I see a lot of you have already called in to get your space in line, the call-in number is 718-664-6906, and I ask you to please press the number 1 when you call in, as all of the callers waiting have done. That lets me know that you would like to be placed on the air for a reading or to share something with us. You can call in for either purpose, to get a reading or to share something with us on our topic tonight. I want to send a warm welcome out to all of our friends in chat. Thank you so much for being with us there. If you'd like to join our chat room as we move through our hour, you do have to sign in to Blog Talk Radio, get yourself a password, and join us there, because there's a lot of fun that always happens in chat. For those of you in chat, I strongly urge you to share your experiences and questions with our show and our topic and our listeners and our call-ins as we move through our hour. Also, I would like to ask my friends in chat to let me know, because last time we were with you live on Discovering Nature Spirit, Blog Talk Radio had a few technical difficulties. And so if there's anything that you cannot hear or anything going on that's a little off to you guys in chat, please let me know so that we can help fix that as we move through our hour, because I want and hope that you are able to hear me clearly. Like I said, last time we came to you live, it was a little hinky in our technology and connecting everything and being able to hear. So just let me know if there's anything wrong, because I need you guys in chat to let me know. I want to thank everyone out there who has become our friend here on Blog Talk Radio and who has added our show to your favorites. I so appreciate when you do that. It makes me feel wonderful, and I am so grateful to be with you each and every week. Also, I want to send a special shout out to any of you who may be listening to the show on archives. I know that it is hard to get to our show live every Monday, although if you are, I appreciate that so much. But if you're listening to us on archive, I appreciate you as well. And I want to let you know that if you have anything you want to share with me and you're not listening live, please feel free to still email me. I would love to hear from you if you're listening on archive. You can email me with questions or you can email me with comments. And my email is laurapurplerose@aol.com, and you can find that link on my website, thepurplerose.net. I also want to take a moment to mention something that I don't know whether you guys necessarily know or necessarily pay attention to every week. There are some Mondays that I need to take off from doing this show live, and so on those Mondays, I will replay an old show from our archives. And sometimes I notice that there are people who are holding and waiting to talk to me on those shows. And they are, of course, replays, and so I cannot take your calls. And it just breaks my heart that you are there holding. Tonight we are live. Let me let you know that. So if you are holding on our phone lines tonight, I will get to you. But on a lot of shows, I do have to do some replays, and on those shows, I can't take your phone calls when it's a replay. So I strongly suggest that you visit our show page ahead of time. And our show page is at blogtalkradio.com/discovering-natures-spirit, blogtalkradio.com/discovering-natures-spirit, no apostrophe in natures. And that will take you to the show page, which will tell you the description of each of our shows. And so you will be able to read whether it's a replay or not. You could always check out the schedule by going to my website, of course, thepurplerose.net. The calendar section has the updated schedule for our shows, and that will let you know which ones may, most of them are live, but every now and then I do have to take a week off, and so I hope that you will know that ahead of time. And if you also sign up for our e-newsletter at thepurplerose.net, that will also give you the updated schedules and will give you some special coupons each month to do some stuff or get some readings and interact with us at the Purple Rose Healing Center. So let's get on with our show tonight and our topic this evening, and I will do my best to take all of your phone calls. I want to just talk about one more thing, and then we'll take a call, and we'll start our topic of Lighterian Reiki. I have to admit, and I've admitted this to you guys in past shows, that I am an oracle card junkie. I admit it. I love oracle cards of every shape, size, flavor, color, all of that. And so Doreen Virtue has come out with a new oracle card deck, and it's the Archangel Raphael Healing Oracle Cards. And so, of course, I had to get them because of my addiction, and also I just love her cards anyways. And so I've been playing with her cards and getting to know them, and I thought that I would ask Archangel Raphael if he had a message to share with all of us this evening. And so I pulled the card of acceptance, and I asked him if he would have anything to share so that we can all get a message tonight, even if I don't get to you, all of you beautiful people that are holding for a reading, or maybe some of you who would like a reading but have not yet called in. So here's a message for all of us from Archangel Raphael. And this is what he had to say when I asked him what he would like to share tonight through our airwaves here on Discovering Nature Spirit. He says, "The time is now to step forward into our natural healing gifts. You are being called forward at this time to shine, to step upon the divine path you created for yourself in anticipation of coming forth into this lifetime. It is safe, I assure you. Let go of what is not working and let go of what is holding you back. Accept wherever you are and move forward from there. Acceptance of yourself is essential." So those are the words from Archangel Raphael for all of us tonight who may be listening, and all of you who may be listening to our show on archive. Oftentimes they come through with exactly what everyone needs to hear who is tuning in. So I hope you found those words helpful. We'll ask Archangel Raphael to stay through our show tonight, and perhaps for the callers who are calling in, if you would like, I can pick an Archangel Raphael card for you and see if he has a special message for you as we move through our time together. And he is very timely to our show tonight because we'll be talking about Lighterian Reiki, which is a beautiful, amazing healing modality for this particular time period, especially to do all of what Archangel Raphael has just indicated we all need to be doing. So Before I get to Lightarian Reiki in a little bit more detail, I know that there's been some callers who have been holding for some time, so I would love to take a call at this time, and I am going to head out to area code 678. Area code 678, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your first name, please?
My name is Brian.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Brian, how can I help you tonight? Do you have something to ask me or something you want to share?
Yeah, so I have a question to ask. I went for an interview today and want to know if you see me getting the position.
Okay. Well, that is a great question, although it's not something that I usually answer. I am very aware that a lot of people are going through a lot of wonderful things and difficult things. And I am a reader who firmly believes that the choice is always yours. I also come from a legal background. I'm also a lawyer. So as that, I never guarantee anything.
Right.
in either profession, I might add. And so I don't really like to answer questions in yes or no or definite qualifications, so to speak. But what I will absolutely do for you is I will ask the angels and the guides who may be here for you to see if there's anything they have to share with regard to this interview or your job search.
Okay.
And I'm just tuning in now as I listen. Now, what I am hearing from the angels, Archangel Raphael is still with us, is that you may be not harnessing all of the gifts that you hold within yourself. And so I don't know what type of position you are going for today, but what I am hearing is that it does not necessarily bring through all your beautiful divine gifts and all that you have to offer the world at this time. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get the position or you won't get the position, but what the angels want me to share with you today is to make sure you go within and tap into all that you have to offer, because you have so much to offer. I'm also hearing that it is a good time to gather your resources and gather your finances at this time. I'm hearing the angels say that gathering is essential to whatever it is that you're going through now and you're going through in the future. So bring to you all of those resources. I'm hearing the angels are showing me a lot of different doors that can open for you. So maybe it is that you will be able to have the choice of whether to take this particular position or to take something else. If you reach out, I'm seeing you reaching out to different resources and bringing in those resources. Does this make sense to you?
Well, in a short term, I guess it would. In the long term, it makes more sense in the long term, because I'm planning on venturing into trying to establish a nonprofit organization.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But I'm pretty sure that once I venture into that the opportunities would be great.
Okay, but in the meantime, you need a little something to get you there, I would assume.
Yeah, because my finances are fast deteriorating.
Okay, so that's what the angels have to share with you. Obviously, what I pulled an Archangel Raphael card for you, because I did say that I would pull an Archangel Raphael card for whomever might want one. And I actually pulled the exact same card that I pulled at the beginning of the show for everyone. I pulled the acceptance card, and that's pretty freaky. And what it says literally on the card is, "Dear God and Archangel Raphael, please help me accept that everything is going in the right direction." So that's what the card itself says. And of course, I brought forth a little bit more of a message from Archangel Raphael for all of us. Were you able to hear that while you were holding?
Yes.
Okay, so I hope that that has meaning for you, and the angels definitely want you to move forward with those gifts and that nonprofit organization. And in the meantime, hopefully something will come in to hold you over. But I am seeing success for bringing forth your gifts. So good luck with all that, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much for taking the call.
Okay, have a great night. that brings up a great question, I suppose, or something that I can share with you about myself. I'm, of course, an intuitive reader and a medium, and I know a lot of people want definite answers, but Spirit has said to me, and has said to me for clients, that a lot of times it's the journey, of course, rather than the destination. And so the definiteness of an answer is not what Spirit necessarily wants to share with us, but rather the guidance and the message and what it is we need to enjoy the journey and have the most fulfilling journey that we can. Let me talk just briefly, introduce you to Lightarian Reiki, and then I'll go to our next caller and do a small mini reading for that person as well. I know that the mini readings sometimes are kind of short because, of course, we have a short time together with each of you. If anyone would like a full reading where the angels and the spirit guides will bring forth so much more information to you in a full reading, I'd be happy to set that up for you too at another time. I do that in person at the Purple Rose Healing Center. I also do phone readings over distance, and I've done them throughout the country and other parts of the world as well. So I'd be happy to do that for you if you want a little bit more information than I can give you in our short time together. So Lightarian Reiki, I just want to introduce you to it, and then I'll take another call, and then we'll talk more about Lightarian Reiki as we move through our hour together. Lightarian Reiki is an amazing modality that was brought forth to us by the Lightarian Institute, and the founders of the Lightarian Institute channeled this particular healing modality while they were in Sedona, Arizona, which is a place that I have had the pleasure and opportunity to visit as well, and I know that that was all connected, that I needed to be there and connect with the energy of Sedona and the energy of this particular modality. Now, Archangel Raphael told us at the beginning of our time together that it is, people are being, just like Brian, our caller, they're being called forward into their gifts at this time, and it's happening very quickly now. People really want to move into the light. They want to move forward with healing gifts. They want to move forward with whatever it was that their mission was to be in this lifetime. And the call is very powerful, I know, for a lot of you. And Lightarian Reiki is definitely a modality that can help you to get there. Lightarian Reiki has been brought forth at this time to reawaken humanity to the sacred levels of the higher vibrational bands of Reiki. And so, again, this came from the Lightarian Institute of Global Human Transformation, and you can visit their website at Lightarian.com, Lightarian.com, for all of the information that they offer. And also, you'll see the schedule and some of the information on my website as well, because we do offer their programs at the Purple Rose. That's thepurplerose.net. And so they brought forward this particular modality and the other modalities to support personal and planetary ascension. We all have talked about on this show especially, and I know a lot of other areas, raising our vibration and allowing more light in and ascension. And you can check back through the archives for that particular topic as brought through from other guests and myself. And Lightarian Reiki can help us to raise our vibration and to let in more light. And so this is all coming synchronistically, all at the same time. And the energies of our time involve ascension, or another way to put that is moving to higher vibration. And we've talked about on this show a lot, moving to a higher vibration, that allows you to hear the messages from your angels and your spirit guides and loved ones on the other side and whomever from the light that you would like to connect with. And that is all ascension, moving to a higher vibration. We must raise our vibration in order to connect with spirit, because they're at a higher vibration than we are as humans. But ascension also helps our own energy in a variety of ways. Besides, of course, connecting us to the messages of spirit, it raises us up to our higher self. And so more of our higher self can be manifested here on earth while we are here. And so as we raise our vibration, we move away from the lower energies of our time, which seem to be rampant, but don't let that fool you. We all have a choice on the energies that we can focus on. And so moving to a higher vibration moves you away from the lower energies of greed, fear, violence, all of those lower things, anger that don't necessarily serve us on our path and can be one of those things that Archangel Raphael mentioned, of one of those things that are blocking us from moving forward. So we'll continue our talk on Lighterian Reiki in just a moment. I want to take another phone call before we do, someone who's holding very patiently. Again, our call-in number is 718-664-6906. If you would like a mini live on-air reading, you're welcome to call in. Let's head on over to 917, area code 917. Are you with us?
Yes.
Well, welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit. Oh.
Sorry.
That was a very loud noise. What is your
first name? Joanna.
Joanna, how can I help you tonight? Do you have something you want to ask or something you want to share with us?
I actually want to ask something. I'm having a little difficulties at home, and I want to see what guidance or what anything you can tell me.
Okay. Well, you definitely have an energy of a mom around you. Is your mom here or on the other side?
No, my mom is here.
And is she something that is affecting this home question that you have?
No.
Okay. There's definitely a mother energy coming forward at this time to help you then, if it's not something that's in your direct physical issue that you're asking about, then there's someone on the other side who was like a mother for you. This could be a grandmother or an aunt. It feels like an older female. Do you have a grandmother on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. And did she, I'm seeing her with tea, and I get the feeling that if she didn't drink tea, then she used it. You know how the older generation used to dye things with tea? Do you know if she did any of that?
Probably on my mother's side. I don't think
okay.
my father's side.
Okay, so this is the grandmother that I have with us today for you. She is reaching out. She's showing me that she's reaching out to you with her hands, and her hands are open, and she wants to share with you the gifts from heaven, she's saying. She's also using the phrase pennies from heaven, and so she wants to let you know that whenever you find pennies or coins, that it is a gift from her. It is a message that she's still with you. Do you find a lot of pennies by chance?
That's hilarious, because I do.
Okay.
I really
okay.
do, everywhere.
So this is from your grandmother and your other friends from Spirit. And so your grandmother is coming forward to be with you at this time. I'm hearing her say that it's a time of transition for you as well, with whatever it is that's going on for you. It's also a time for perhaps for you to go within. I'm hearing her say, and there's also some angels that are coming in to help with this message. She's saying that it's really an important time to go within. She wants to help you with self-esteem and self-confidence. She wants to help you to bring forth your own dreams at this time. My sense is that there are some demands on you or your time from others, and it's conflicting with whatever it is that you want to bring forth. Does that make sense for you?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, and so she wants to help you with all of that. She also wants you to breathe. She's strongly telling me to tell you to breathe, to take some moments and take some deep breaths. It will calm you down. It will center you down. Sometimes you take action or you voice your opinion before you've had a chance to breathe, she's saying. So she wants to give you that.
Oh, my God.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and it's funny because I don't even know this lady.
Your grandmother?
Yeah, I was never, I was a child.
Yes, well, that really doesn't matter to our loved ones on the other side. They know us all when they are looking out for us from heaven. So whether we knew them very well in this lifetime or not doesn't necessarily matter, because they'll come forward as our angels or our guides to help us along our path. And I'm hearing the angels in her say, as I'm saying those words, they're whispering in my ear that we are all connected anyways, especially those of us in the same soul group as she is for you, she's saying. So she wants you to take some time and to take some deep breaths. And she's also saying that you need to ask the angels for help. She's saying you're trying to like go it alone. And so she wants you to ask the angels for help, take some deep breaths, and hopefully the guidance and the help will come to you very soon. Okay?
Okay, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too.
Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to cut her off in the middle of her "you too," I think she was saying. So I thank everyone who is with us this evening, and we have another half hour to share with you. But at this time, I'm going to take a very short commercial break, just a little bit of music and a little bit of a message. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906. I would love to take your calls in the next half hour, so please stay with us and join us back on the other side of the break.
Are you looking for love and guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business, The Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings, or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose. Discover nature's spirit.
Welcome back, everyone, to Discovering Nature Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose. Tonight we are talking about Lighterian Reiki, and I'm also taking your calls to do some mini live on-air readings for you. I'd also welcome you on the air if you'd like to call in with something to share on Lighterian Reiki or a question about Lighterian Reiki. I would love to talk to you as well. Our call-in number is 718 718- 664-6906. And if you can press the number 1 when you call in, it lets me know that you'd like to be put on the air, or you can let me know you'd like to be put on the air, and like this beautiful person in chat is letting me know. She said that she couldn't find the number 1 or whatever. So that's fine. Just let me know, and I will absolutely get to your calls as soon as I can. I also see there's someone in chat joining us from Seattle. I want you to know that a fellow Seattle person will be on Discovering Nature's Spirit at the end of September. His name is Michael Jernigan, and he's an amazing, world-renowned astrologer and channeler. And he'll be back with us in September to let us know what's up for all of our signs for the fall. And he also does mini live on-air astrological readings, which is not in my bag of tricks, so to speak, but is definitely in his. He's amazing at it. So check out that show, especially you from Seattle. I bet you'll enjoy it. So tonight we are talking about Lighterian Reiki, and I want to talk for just a couple of moments more about that, and then we'll go to our next caller. Lighterian Reiki is a form of Reiki healing, and it is a particular series of Reiki that you can take after you become an Usui Reiki master. And so Lighterian Reiki is at higher vibrational levels than the Usui Reiki master levels of Reiki. And I don't know about you, but I became an Usui Reiki master, and then I kind of said to the universe, well, okay, then what, or what's next? And this was the universe's answer. Whenever you ask, they will always answer. You just have to be open and understand the answer, which can be a challenge sometimes, I know. So Lighterian Reiki is something that you can move on up in vibration. And a Lighterian is someone who can bring through more light. So I know you've all heard the term light worker. And so a Lighterian is, of course, a light worker, someone who can bring forth more light or bring through more light. And this is for yourself in the form of empowerment, spiritual self-empowerment, and also spiritual development. Not only for yourself, but it can also help you to bring forth more healing capacity to your clients, to each other, and to the earth. It's an amazing modality. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we are starting a new Lighterian Reiki series at the Purple Rose in September. And so if you are in our area and would like to experience this amazing healing modality for yourself, you can join us here. Or, as I mentioned, the Lighterian programs can also be done remotely, so I can connect with you distance-wise as well, and you can experience the same amazing energies of the Lighterian Reiki series. When you go through the series, it is a once-a-month thing for a period of 5 months, and each time you meet with me, you receive a Lighterian attunement. And the Lighterian attunement helps you with 5 aspects of your being. First, it helps you with self-empowerment, empowering yourself to step forward into your calling, whatever that may be. Secondly, it helps with clearing away the debris that we all hold that needs to be released so we can let in more light and we can step forward on our path, as Archangel Raphael suggested that we do at the beginning of our show when I channeled through a message from him. The third aspect that Lighterian Reiki helps us with is healing, obviously healing ourselves and others. The fourth aspect is activation, activating our light, becoming the light worker that we were meant to be, stepping forward in our path, whatever that might be. And you don't have to necessarily be directly in a healing field in order to be a healer. We are all here to bring healing. And the fifth aspect that Lighterian Reiki can help you with is manifestation. I am here to tell you that once you start raising your vibration in whatever form or modality you would like to assist you in raising your your vibration, but especially if you choose the Leiterian Reiki modality. Once you start raising that vibration, it is so much easier to manifest what you need in this lifetime. Things come in so much quicker for you. You just think about them and they have the potential to be there that quickly. And so it is a little easier to manifest your dreams when you are at a higher vibration and manifest the things that you need as well. The prerequisites for Leiterian Reiki are you need to be an Usui Reiki master. You need to be an Usui Reiki master, and then the first meeting that we do in the Leiterian Reiki series is called a Buddhic Boost, and the boost is the bridge that brings you up from the Usui Reiki master level up towards the Leiterian series. The other thing that you can be in order to get right into the Leiterian program and avoid the bridge, not that the bridge is a bad thing, but you just don't need it if you are a Karuna Reiki master. That is at a higher vibration and can get you right into the Leiterian series. And so we do have a number of calls. I see somebody a little ways down on my switchboard from Connecticut, so I want to send a shout out to you. A fellow Connecticut person down there, but we are going to go to a call at this time. Area code 206, caller, are you with me?
Yes, hi, Laura. This is Chip.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Chip.
Chip. Well, welcome to Discovering Nature's Spirit. How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I have a question for the angels and my guides. I'm kind of lost in my career path. It seems that my interviews never go anywhere, and I do want to know what is it that I need to do. What is it that is in store for me?
Okay, well, you're asking the angels a question, and I am hearing the angels ask you a question. And
they are
asking you the following question. And, of course, you don't necessarily need to answer that right now. In fact, you may need to think about it. And the question is, what brings you joy? That is what the angels are asking. What brings you joy? Because my sense is that whatever it is you are interviewing for or whatever it is that you may have done in the past was not necessarily something that brought you joy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, actually. And it's true that I'm still looking in the same area. The problem is that I don't know which. Yeah, it's true. It's I don't see how I can do what I do normally, which is market research, in another area that would bring me joy. And I kind of know that the angels are asking me that, and you're confirming it, that they want me to get kind of on a new path, that the past is now, it's obsolete actually now, and I am a bit lost.
Okay.
I'm not sure. And so I kind of understand why that question.
Well, it's interesting too, because since you asked for the angels in your reading, I decided to pull an Archangel Raphael card for you from my new Fun Play deck. And I got the card that says, listen to your intuitive feelings. And you said to me that that is something you've been knowing already. And so the angels are definitely confirming not only that you have that information already within you, but that you have very strong intuition yourself. Let me read you what the card exactly says. It says, dear higher self, thank you for speaking loudly and clearly in peaceful ways that I can easily understand. Archangel Raphael, thank you for guiding me to listen to my inner wisdom. And I want to thank Doreen Virtue. Of course, it is her deck, her new Healing with Archangel Raphael deck, to bring us that message and to have Archangel Raphael with us through our show tonight. So he is definitely confirming that you have very strong intuition, and the angels are saying that when you find a path, whatever that is that brings you joy, I'm seeing them literally in your life having everything else fall into place. It's like you were trying to fit, they're showing me a square peg in a round hole in your old career and in your old self, they're saying. It's like they want to help you to recreate yourself, actually. And once you do that, you won't feel like you don't fit anymore, and things will move a little bit more smoothly. But this is something that is going to take you some time to do you do some type of meditation now, or do you play with cards like me, or how do you connect to spirit?
I am doing some meditation actually, and I do have tarot cards, but they don't really work. It's just for fun, but it's more the meditation. I try to connect with the archangels through meditation.
Well, that is the number one best way to connect to the archangels, and so I definitely suggest you keep doing that, because the answer is already within you. I'm also seeing the angels show me now that there's something that you did as a child that brought you joy, and what they're saying is you already knew this answer when you were young, and then somehow you lost sight of it. So you might want to go back and do a meditation and do what one of those things that they call the inner child meditation, and ask that child to come forward. If something already hasn't popped into your mind, ask that child to come forward to help you to see what it is, because I'm hearing the angels say that that is what you're supposed to be bringing to the world. And once you connect with that once again, it's going to move quickly, they're saying, actually, that it's going to move quickly once you connect. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it kind of makes sense. And I definitely need to work on my chakras also. When I recite, I have some mantras that I recite for my
wonderful
chakras. When I do that, I have very, very vivid dreams, and it helps. And I just need to get back on that, too. So I'll work
wonderful
on that. And
thank
you,
Laura.
Well,
good luck with all of that. And they want you to make it fun. Remember the joy piece. Once we get in touch with that energy, there's really no stopping us. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Lots of love to you.
Yeah, I love you, Laura. Thank you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oops, what a wonderful caller. Thank you so much for calling in. If you would like a live mini on-air reading, we do have a couple of lines open now, and the number is 718-664-6906. I'll get to the next caller in just a minute or two. And I know that we are, I don't understand why this show goes by so fast, although I really do, because time just goes by so fast, especially when you're having fun. And I really love to do this show every Monday night with you. I am so grateful that you listen and that you share with me in chat and that you call in, because it allows me to be of service in this way and to reach so many people through the beautiful World Wide Web. Instead of just sitting here in my healing center in Connecticut, I can be with so many more people, and that just brings me so much joy. And so the Lighterian Reiki series, we've been talking about that through our time tonight, and I do see somebody doing one of those IMs for me, and it's absolutely impossible for me to read and answer your IMs when I'm doing a show, especially a show when I am hosting and I don't have a guest, because I'm doing so many things at the same time, including being of service and allowing the angels and the guides to speak through me, running the switchboard, taking your calls, looking at chat, all of that kind of stuff. It's way too much to do an IM as well, but I do appreciate the fact that you are there and that you want to connect with me. I'm just sorry it's just one too many things that I'm not capable of doing all of those. So thank you. let's get back to our Lightarian Reiki. The really exciting thing about Lightarian Reiki that I did not know until I took the series is that Reiki energies emanate from Ascended Master Buddha. And so when you connect through the Lightarian series, each time you receive an attunement, you raise your vibration, as we just talked about, but you also connect with a different ascended master each time, which is so amazing and so exciting because your vibration is raising each time you get an attunement in this series, which allows you to connect even deeper and more closely with each ascended master. And, of course, Ascended Master Buddha is the first one to step forward for the series because Ascended Master Buddha is where Reiki energy comes from. And it's really exciting because they have developed in the Lightarian Institute, they developed this chart to help us understand through numbers what all of this that I'm talking about means. And so they've come up with this chart, and if you have taken Usui Reiki training and you've been through all of the levels and you've become a Usui Reiki Master, you've reached a vibrational level of the number 5.8, they've assigned it. So you've reached the level 5.8 vibrationally once you have become an Usui Reiki Master. When you start along your path in the Lightarian Reiki series, you move up with each attunement to a new level. And so you move up from 5.8 to 6.2, etc. And when you move up the last level, when you become a Lightarian Reiki Master, you are at a level called 9.99. And that is wicked exciting because that is where the Ascended Masters dwell. Not that you become an Ascended Master, of course. We are still living human lives here on Earth. But what you are able to do is you are able to bring forth the highest aspect of an Ascended Master through your healing work after you've become a Lightarian Reiki Master. And let me tell you, it is just such an honor to be able to bring through that kind of energy. So I want to at least take one more call before the hour gets away from us. And so let's go to area code 404. 404, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I am wonderful. What is your first name, and how can I help you tonight on Discovering Nature Spirit?
Okay, my name is Angelica.
Angelica.
And
do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. I know this Mercury retrograde thing has me in a little bit of confusion, I think. And
yeah,
I wanted
you're
to
not
see.
Alone there.
Yeah, I'm serious. It's just like haywire. I'm like, what is really going on? But I wanted to see if my guides had anything to say to me as far as the path that I'm on. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path. I really did feel within me that I was doing the right thing. I was moving in the right direction, but all of a sudden I feel like confused and not knowing if things are going to work out for me the way that I thought that they were going to work out. And yeah, it's just out of control.
Okay. Well, I have to honor you talking about Mercury retrograde, and I mentioned at the beginning of, well, first I have to tell you that I usually don't get all that affected by Mercury retrograde, but there must be, I'll have to ask Michael Jernigan when he comes on what was up with this particular one, because the last time we came to you live on Discovering Nature Spirit, I mentioned that there were all these technical difficulties, and I said to myself after the show ended, man, is Mercury in retrograde? And sure enough, it was starting like in a few days, and the energy can of course come in ahead
right.
of time. So
right.
I'm with you. I usually don't get affected, but this time it sent me for a loop. My cell phone blew up, the show was a little technologically challenged, and a couple of other things happened. So absolutely. But what I am hearing from the guides more specifically for your own question is what they are showing me is that what is holding you back most right now are some unaddressed fears. It's your own inner worry. I'm also hearing from the angels specifically your inner dialogue. You need to really love yourself through your thoughts and your words and your inner dialogue. My sense is that sometimes that can be unloving. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the first thing that they're suggesting that you perhaps clean up a little bit. We're talking tonight about healing, and all of us need healing in a variety of ways and in ways that are unique for us. And that is the first thing that they want you to work on. And they're saying that you're not doing it alone. They will help you every step of the way. Ask them for help and allow that help to come in, and they will help you. But start with that internal inner dialogue I'm hearing. They're also showing me a very, very bright, beautiful white light, because you asked about your path, and they're showing me this light lighting up this path. And so I would agree with you that you're on the right path. I think that you're just there. We have some joy angels coming in because they have a sense of humor. They're saying that you may be hitting some trap doors because of what's going on inside of you. But don't lose sight of the prize. Know that you're on the right track. You just need to clean up a few things along the way. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. If I knew more specifically what I needed to clean up, that would help.
Well, my sense is that if you're not speaking in a loving manner to yourself in your inner dialogue, that means that you are speaking obviously a little bit negatively or berating yourself or giving yourself a hard time. So what they're suggesting to you is to clean that up and make it more loving. How would you speak to someone you love? And that is how they want you to speak to you. That is what they're saying. Okay?
Okay.
I know that they would have a lot more to say if we had a full session together, but that's what happens here on Blog Talk
Radio.
Right. So thank you so much for calling in, and lots of love to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
That is something we can all probably clean up a little bit within ourselves, is our inner dialogue, because our own fears can be roadblocks for us through our own paths, whatever they may be, as Ascended Master, Ascended Master Buddha is obviously here with us as well, because I've been talking about him for Lightarian Reiki, but Archangel Raphael gave us some wonderful words of wisdom as we started our show together. And so we are talking about Lightarian Reiki, and we have just a minute or two left, so I don't think I'm going to be able to get to the remaining calls. I do want to send you lots of love, and thank you so much for calling into our show. We have live shows from time. We have live reading shows from time to time, so tune into our show page and see when that is happening. The energy of Lightarian Reiki is obviously lighter itself, and so it's amazing because once you do Reiki energy, which is universal life force energy, bringing through that amazing healing energy for yourself and for your clients and whomever, the animals or your plants, you can use it on any being with life force energy. And it feels amazing as it comes through. And then you move forward into the Lightarian Reiki, and that energy feels different because it is lighter and you are lighter. But even though the energy itself lightens up, it becomes even more effective. You can bring forth and allow such deep healing if that's what the client needs or is receptive to. And the cool thing is that you are able to bring forth this 9.9 frequency, this vibrational level of 9.99, but your client may be at all different places within the vibrational scale, and that really doesn't matter because you have the potential to bring through this Lightarian Reiki, and the client will meet you wherever they are, and they will benefit from the energy that they can receive. And so you can continue to work on a variety of clients and help with so much amazing work that you may be called forth to do at this time. And so I want to take a moment and thank all of you for joining us here on Discovering Nature Spirit. It is absolutely my pleasure and joy to come to you. We are here every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you a variety of holistic and spiritual topics and guests. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that every now and then I take a Monday off, and so next Monday, being Labor Day, I am going to take that off, taking a long weekend for myself, which is a much needed break. As much as I love to do this work, I also need to replenish my energy. So next Monday, Labor Day, will be a replay of a prior Reiki show, and then we will be back with you live on September 13th. Pamela Edmonds will be with us talking about transmediumship. For more information about me, to book a full session, which will give you so much more information than we can do here tonight, please visit my website, thepurplerose.net, or give me a call. 860-658-9888. I hope that you all have a wonderful week filled with many blessings.